Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the work of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 348, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. With joy and gladness in my soul, I hear the call to prayer. Let us go up to God's own house and bow before him there. And what follows, Psalter 348, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Thank you. a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Daniel 2, the verses 1 through 35. Daniel 2, the first 35 verses. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith the spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they saw Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name is Belshazzar, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen, and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image is hid was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Thus far the scripture reading. Mr. and Mrs. Justin and Margot the cook were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing for the season. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we and our children have come up to thy house in this morning hour, in this day, where a day has been set aside, a prayer day, and we humbly beseech thee that it may be a prayer day indeed. To that end, may it please thee to send forth richly the spirit of prayer and of supplication. To that end, wilt thou be our praying and thanking High Priest, thy dear Son, who sitteth at thy right hand, and whom thou heareth always. And may it be in our hearts and our lives that on this prayer day there may be a little resemblance by thy grace, as thou wast taught thy church to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory, the kingdom and the glory forever. Ah, Lord, to that end, may it please thee to fill our hearts with that deep humility and profound reverence when we draw nigh unto thee to beg of thee blessings, temporal and spiritual, for the season that lies before us. And then on such a prayer day, then it behooves us to confess our many and great sins. Thou hast left many good things in Israel, but, Lord, to examine whether thou wast given by the Spirit that true humility and that true thankfulness for the abundance of the blessings which in the midst of the trials, the difficulties, the sorrows of life, thou so abundantly showers above us, upon us, O Lord. Then our sins, they are great and manifold. Then we have to confess that we are so earthly, so of the earth, a carnal heart, Oh, oftentimes seeking, if not always, our kingdom, more than thy kingdom. Ah, then the prayer chamber is too empty, and then so often we do not open thy holy word with that reverence, with a deep impression that thou art speaking unto us. Oh, to confess the sins of commission, but also the sins of omission. Ah, Lord, then we have heard out of thy holy word that with thee there is mercy. Ah, to that end may it please thee to grant a childlike faith, that trust, a looking upon thee, a profound impression, all undeserved, sent away. Ah, may there have yet come up unworthy souls in our midst in this morning hour, but that have fervently begged of thee for an indispensable blessing for the season which lies before us. Lord, then we may humbly ask thee, if it may be according to thy holy will, that thou may graciously watch over us, that thou may spare the brittle thread of our lives. And if thy will is different, if it is the season that we shall be ushered into eternity, oh, that it shall not be unprepared, unreconciled, with unforgiven sins. Ah, bind then the reality and the shortness, the seriousness of life upon all our hearts. Lord, may thy kingdom come. Oh, we have heard it out of thy holy word concerning the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, a stone cut without hands, and that it shall fill the earth. May that take place in a special way amongst us and our children in this season, O Lord. To that end, do remember and do bless the family circles. May love abound. May thy word have authority. We commend unto thee husbands and fathers with a solemn task and responsibility that thou wast placed upon them to be the head of their dear wife and dear children, that the household may be ruled according to thy holy word. Ah, the old truths and the old ways. To that end, do remember the mothers with the children in their homes. Do grant health and strength, courage, and grant joy in their beautiful task. And may fathers and mothers be given to instruct their dear ones according to the word of God, and thou wast promised, ah, Lord. May that be fulfilled and realized in this season, that the instruction by fathers and mothers may richly be blessed for the coming of thy kingdom. Ah, thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. To that end, remember the boys and girls, our young people. May they be given with thy help, be given to honor their fathers and their mothers. May we all be kept from the many temptations, where we live in a time more temptations than ever before. To that end, may it please thee to place a fiery wall round about us. Therein lieth the strength of thy church. Lord, do bless the labors in the midst of the church. do help the consistory to that end. May they receive help from the sanctuary and be strengthened out of Zion. And may there be many Aarons and hers. Do bless thy word on the Lord's day and during the week. And may it be impressed upon all of our hearts. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? To that end, do remember our Christian school. Wilt thou remember and help all those that labor therein? Do grant traveling mercies, and when thy word may be opened, do make it a blessing for young and old. Lord, may it be a season that over the length and the breadth of the earth, in these very serious and solemn times, that there may be a large ingathering. And where thou hast begun, do grant the further leadings to that end, the necessity, the prayer of the bride. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south wind. Blow upon my garden, that the spices may flow forth. Let my beloved come into my garden and eat of his pleasant fruits. Grant those exercises concerning the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. O Lord, do impress it upon all of our hearts. What a solemn, what a terrible thing it is for one soul to go lost, and that forever and ever. What a solemn thought for a whole family to go lost. Lord, may there be many beggars at thy throne of grace, because with thee there is mercy. Through the meritorial work of thy dear Son, he has merited salvation for his church, and he grants that salvation in the moment of thy free and sovereign good pleasure. But, Lord, for thy kingdom to come and to be exercised with those holy matters, then we also need sustenance for our bodies and for our minds. And then we humbly ask thee, in so far that it may please thee, to grant strength, to grant health, and to grant courage for the labors which thou hast placed upon us. To that end, wilt thou provide the daily bread for the family circles. And then we remember, when the seed shall be entrusted to the earth, may it be done prayerfully. May it please thee to grant moisture, to grant sunshine, to grant warmth, to keep from great storms of destruction. And wilt thou grant safety? Then we commend unto thee those that work in construction in the midst of many dangers. Wilt thou graciously keep? Wilt thou graciously help? We commend unto thee the truck drivers who are daily on the road, also in the midst of many dangers. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies? Wilt thou remember in the factory, other places of business, wherever our people are called to be? Impress upon all of our minds that it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. And may it please thee in this season, ah Lord, not only with our mind, but thou requires the heart, and that is the work of the Spirit, to be patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and in all future things, to trust in thee. We commend unto thee all those that work in the emergency departments. How wilt thou strengthen them, where oftentimes they come upon solemn scenes. Remember all those that take care of our elderly. Also in our care home, wilt thou remember the residents and remember those that labor there, Lord. So we humbly beg of thee that thou may remember each and every one in the place where thou hast placed us. Ah, what a blessing it is when we may still have a place upon this earth with duties placed upon our shoulders, where there are those that are not unable to labor because of illness, because of weakness, because of other factors. It is all known unto thee. We commend unto thee the father and mother, O by renewal thou wast blessed with a little son. Ah, do grant a broken and a humble heart, with prayers multiplied for his salvation. Remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with the increased responsibility and the increased blessing. We commend unto thee all the families who are expecting a little child. Ah, do graciously watch over mother and the unborn, and remember the family circles who desire more children. Lord, we commend unto thee the sick and the afflicted, 3 members in the hospital, a little infant child who soon hopes to be enabled to return home. May it soon be realized. The handicapped daughter, may the means be blessed, and the old widow in her weak and frail condition, thou hast helped her through her surgery. We commend her unto thee. With all others that in special ways are under the physician's care, those taking treatments, those that stand in need of healing and of strengthening, wilt thou remember those that are troubled with weariness of the body, weakness of the mind, anxiety. There can be many crosses and burdens. Lord, may it be that in this season, that all what shall take place, whether prosperity or whether adversity, because we cannot remain the same, but may it be by the working of thy Spirit, that it brings us and our children closer to thy word and to thy throne. Grant in this season unto thy church to repent of worldly and evil ways. Bind us together round about the word, Lord, on such a day. The needs are manifold, And now we humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant thy spirit in speaking and in listening, and may the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 431, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Hear, my children, hear, saith the Lord who bore thee. Never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. And what follows? The collection today is for our Calvin Christian School, unless otherwise indicated. The Lord bless you and your gifts. Psalter 431, the stanzas 3 through 6. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Daniel 2, the verses 17 through 19. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Our text words speak of Daniel praying for mercies of the God of heaven. And then with forethoughts, the desperate need, the rich source, the prescribed way, and the genuine thankfulness for these mercies. Daniel praying for mercies of the God of heaven, the desperate need, the rich source, the prescribed way, and the genuine thankfulness for these mercies. Beloved congregation, our text words, they transpire in the large city of Babylon today. That city is no longer the original Babylon, is no longer to be found, but it is big mounds of dirt approximately 60 miles south of Baghdad. And then they have excavated that city, and then they have found many bricks with the name of Nebuchadnezzar inscribed in those bricks. But Nebuchadnezzar has gone the way of all flesh. It was a fabulous city. They believed that it covered approximately 60 square miles. They believed that the walls were about 350 foot high and about 87 foot wide. There were the hanging gardens. And now when we consider Babylon congregation, then has southern Alberta also not become a Babylon? When we read the history, when the first white settlers have come to southern Alberta, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, then you can ask the older ones in our midst, when they have come to southern Alberta, how it was, the houses, you can multiply it out. And then when we see how the Lord has richly prospered us, then, as it were, we have also become a Babylon. And how do we live with it? Is that all our life? And maybe trouble with that Nebuchadnezzar, although we know it's wrong, but that at times we secretly think, is this not the great Babylon that I have built? Or may it now be the goodness of the Lord that at times brings us on a right place? And has it now taken place? What I read in Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and longsuffering and forbearance, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord shall lead thee to repentance? Then in this chapter, than the great King Nebuchadnezzar. He has dreamed a dream. And then Nebuchadnezzar, what was he busy with? Then we read it in verse 29, when Daniel has spoken to the king, "As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter." And so when we stand on the threshold of another season, then how the thoughts can multiply, the family circles, and the church. We need our daily bread, but are there now also thoughts that sometimes happen also on our bed that we are given to think and pray about the things hereafter, not excluding our temporal necessities, but to think about that never-ending eternity. And now Nebuchadnezzar was given to dream, exercised with his kingdom, and we read in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 3, "For a dream cometh through a multitude of business." And oftentimes, we dream of things that are somewhat familiar to us. And let us always remember that we shall also have to give an account of our dreams. And to that end, we need to watch and pray what our eyes see and what our ears hear. And that in this season also, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And then King Nebuchadnezzar awoke. Profound impression that he had dreamed, he felt, had something special to say, but the troubled king could not even remember his dream. And to that end, of course, no interpretation. And then he has called together all his wise men, magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and then he has requested of them that they would tell the dream and the interpretation thereof. And Nebuchadnezzar, he has not called Daniel and his three friends. And in chapter 1, to that end, Nebuchadnezzar had much wisdom as king, because also concerning those Jewish boys, then he gave him, he changed their Jewish names into a Chaldean name, hoping that they would forget the religion of their fathers. And so the devil and the world still works the same way, coming with many unbiblical and unscriptural principles, trying to influence our children. But now that King Nebuchadnezzar, he has called those wise men, and he has demanded that they would tell the dream and the interpretation, and if they could not do so, then they would be destroyed, cut in pieces, and their houses made a dunghill. And then those wise men, they have declared that was an impossible thing that the king was asking. And now we have heard it, that the king, he has also spoken profound words to those wise men and astrologers, because then he has stated that they were preparing lying and corrupt words. because they said they were wise men, astrologers, they could predict the future. And now they came before the king, and they were declaring that the king desired and requested a very rare thing. And then the king has said, you stand before me with corrupt and lying words, trying to gain the time. How is it with us, congregation, on prayer day? What must the Lord say of us and of our prayers? Must the Lord say the same of us? Have we learned it? The sinfulness also of our prayer life. Because when our tongue corresponds not with our heart, then must the king also not say of us that you approach unto me with corrupt and lying words? If we ask for the pardoning of our sins and we live in the world grieving the Lord, no striving to be a separate people, then must the king on this prayer day also say of us corrupt and lying words? Oh, when we consider the oaths that we have made, we can multiply it out. Has there come a guilty people up to God's house in this morning? Or have we still come with some worthiness? It is true, boys and girls, when we come to God's house on prayer day, we do better than the world, but we are no better. Then we need to learn that we need mercies the same as with David. And then it was told unto David, Daniel came to Daniel, what the decree was. And then we read in verse 14 and in verse 15, then Daniel is said unto Arioch, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Of course, it was not wise of the king. He has trained young men in the knowledge, much knowledge, as we read in chapter 1, spent much time and effort to train those men that they may perform the business of his kingdom. And now to suddenly kill those men, that was not wise. Then we see also practical instruction. Much stress in this life, many different circumstances. Then the Bible tells us when we are very stressed out, and even more so when we are angry like Nebuchadnezzar, then it is not wise to make hasty decisions, but to let things settle. Why is the king hasty? Because all those wise men, they were all under the sentence of death. And that is now a picture of us and our children. All under the sentence of death. And concerning those things, those wise men have said it is a rare thing. Oh, what a questions there can be in the hearts of us and our children concerning our deep fall, concerning our original sin, and that the Lord still demands of us as fallen creatures perfect obedience to the law in thought, word, and deed. What a questions there can be. But why is the king now hasty? And now, congregation of Pitcher Butte, then in this morning, then we cannot say that the Lord is hasty in the execution of his sentence. The day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Then how great the long suffering of the Lord is over us. Then the Lord is not hasty, but he grants that precious time of grace that we may be given to repent, flee unto the Lord, and to receive the pardoning of all of our sins. Oh, then Daniel and his three friends, under the sentence of death, the decree has went forth, and then Daniel has asked Arioch that they may have a little time, a little extension. That is what this season is. And so far that the Lord grants it, an extension of our time. And then, boys and girls, how has Daniel and his three friends now used that time? Ephesians 5, verse 16, redeeming the time, for the times are evil. Because Daniel and his three friends, they believed the words of King Nebuchadnezzar that if there would come no solution, that they would all be put to death. How is it with our belief? Do we believe a congregation that we must die? When we go to the doctor or to the hospital and the doctor comes to us with a very solemn expression on his face, and he tells us that there is something seriously wrong, it is true. Sometimes it takes a little while to sink in, but then we do believe the doctor and now the living God. Oh, come down with thy spirit in this season. Of course, when the doctor comes with a solemn message and such a person has no pain, then sometimes it is hard to believe that I am so sick, even that dreaded disease, when we do not feel it. How is it with us? Do we feel that spiritual disease? The exceeding sinfulness of sin. Oh, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And now, what has Daniel and his three friends have done? Did they say nothing to do about it? No. They have used the means. Oh, what precious things in our text and congregation. That is now what we need, the rich source. Our second thought, the rich source of these mercies. Because then we read in our text, then Daniel went to his house, and he made the thing known to his three friends. It is true. There can be certain matters, sometimes even wiser, necessary, those secret burdens, those secret needs. But what a privilege it is, and that is now a mark of true friends. That with special difficulties and special burdens, that we may unburden our heart and bound together at the throne of grace. Daniel and his three friends, they all greatly feared the Lord. Read that in Daniel 1. They were put to the test. They were not put to shame. Young people, may you remember it. When we, with God's help, may walk according to this word, can be tried, deeply tried, can be that it seems that the Lord does not know of us, but the Lord has promised in 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, those that honor me I will honor, and those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And then we read, then Daniel had a special request that he would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. Oh, what a true prayer day, prayer night, that Daniel and his three friends had, where they have come at the throne. Profound impression, because we read mercies of the God of heaven, that God who was so majestic, so glorious, so righteous, so just, but also so long-suffering and so merciful. Ah, that was the only hope. The mercies of the God of heaven. And that is what we stand in need of in this season, young and old. Has there been a little begging? Because in that word mercy, that refers to pity. Oh, then we do not read that Daniel and his three friends have come with their merits, that they have come with money, but the only hope, oh, they have experienced it in their young lives. Oh, blessed young men, when we may be given to experience the mercies of the God of heaven. And to that end, and it was also for Daniel and his three men, his three friends, the Lord has a people who need that Holy Spirit. Romans 8 verse 26, the spirit of prayer and of supplication. And oh, in Daniel 6, then we read that Daniel has been led further, because it is specifically mentioned, opened windows to Jerusalem, where the sacrifices were continually brought. It pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. Our third thought, the prescribed way to receive these mercies, let us first sing. Of Psalter 154, let us only sing 1 and 2. O God, be merciful to me. My soul for refuge comes to thee. Beneath thy wings I safe will stay until these troubles pass away. And what follows? Psalter 154, only the first two stanzas. Thank you. Daniel praying for mercies of the God of heaven. The desperate need, the rich source, and now the prescribed way to receive these mercies. And concerning the mercies of the Lord, then there are many profound statements in the scripture to describe the riches of those mercies. And David has prayed in Psalm 25, verse 6, remember, O Lord, and then they are called thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have ever been of old. And Psalm 86, verse 5, there it is stated, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. In Psalm 106, verse 7, it speaks of the multitude of mercies. Psalm 136, 26 times, for his mercy endureth forever. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. There we hear a few text congregation where it is described the great mercies of the Lord. And now David and his three friends, they were set a praying, needing those mercies that the secret may be revealed. And those three friends in Hebrew, then those names, they have a special meaning. And what a privilege it is when unto a praying people they may receive those helps. Hananiah, that means God has favor. Mishael, that means who God is. And Azariah, Jehovah has helped. We read in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, all concerning prayer, when the Lord has heard and helped before, what an encouragement that can be for the church, because Paul has written, who has delivered us from such a death and will deliver and trust that he will deliver. And now they have prayed concerning mercies of heaven. It was urgent concerning the secret. We read in Psalm 25, verse 14, the secret of the Lord is for them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And of Father Abram, we read in Genesis 18, the verses 17 through 19, shall I hide the thing that I shall do from Abram, knowing that he will command his children? Then we can understand, for a people to desire mercies from the God of heaven, then they shall not come before the king in an offensive way, not come in a worldly way to God's house. Then it is necessary a confession of our sin, also in particular, because we do not read, oh David, more than 9 months. Read it in Psalm 32, that he has not come to the right place. And then the Lord shall not reveal those secrets, not to misunderstand that God's people, that they can merit anything, but the living child of God shall experience when there may be a close life at the throne of grace, a separation from Babylon, because those Daniel and his three friends, they have sought out a place of seclusion in the midst of Babylon, but were not in Babylon, and there for a whole night they have begged, they have pleaded, they have wrestled with the Lord concerning the secret. Was urgent, lying under the sentence of death. The decree of the king has went forth. The king has granted an extension. May we be given to realize it, be busy with it, to that end by renewal. May the prayers be multiplied, that the Lord may pour out a spirit richly upon us and our dear children. Grant us help concerning our temporal life, but above all concerning the mercies as they are in Jesus Christ. And now we read specifically in our text, desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. And when we read that word secret, then concerning the season which stands before us, then it is our desire that the Lord may bless us, grant happiness, grant comfort and joy. And then when we think of that word secret, and for our young people, when you may stand in your young life, when the Lord may spare time before you, then it is your desire to be blessed and to be happy. And what is now the secret to be happy? It lies in God's word. For our young couples who hope, the Lord willing, to be united in holy matrimony, then the question is, what is now the secret of a happy married life, that love may blossom and abound more and more? The answer is in God's word, Psalm 128. The psalm that is always read, included in the marriage form, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. The Lord has promised blessings, outward life for those, read the history of the children of Israel, when there may be a walking according to this word. Oh, then the secret in family life, husbands and wives, how that love may continue to abound, parents and children, the answer of that secret is written in God's word, therefore the necessity, family worship, read, spoken, praying, and singing. But now when we read that David has desired mercies concerning the secret. Are there souls with riddles and with questions? Souls that have learned and experienced what it is to be a sinner before such a good-doing and such a righteous God. And another season from Thanksgiving to prayer day. Oh, that separation between God and my soul. It's not that the people does not experience tokens of his favor, but those tokens of his favor, they do not wipe away that debt. And now that becomes the riddle and the hidden secret for those souls until it is revealed. How is it now possible that such a sinner as I am may be reconciled with such a holy and good-doing God, and that none of the Lord's attributes will be violated? And then it is necessary, as with the Daniel and his three friends, to desire mercies of the God of heaven, that secret may be revealed, because his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. Oh, that secret that is possible through Emmanuel, and that means God with us. And now concerning the prayers of Daniel, concerning that secret, possible wasn't that dream. Oh, that large image, hid gold, silver, brass, stone and clay. And then Nebuchadnezzar was given to see. There was a stone cut out of the mountains, and that smote the image, became nothing, and that stone filled the kingdoms of the earth. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the secret of salvation. Oh, may it please the Lord in this season to richly bless his word to that end, by his Spirit to make room for those mercies, to grant the exercises of Daniel and his friends, oh, not to minimize the temporal needs, but above all the needs for our never-dying soul, the mercies possible through the Lord Jesus Christ. And now finally, the genuine thankfulness for these mercies. And now the Lord in the night watch has revealed that secret to Daniel, the dream and the interpretation thereof. And boys and girls, what did Daniel now do? Did Daniel now immediately go to Arioch and says, Arioch, I have the secret, bring me immediately before the king? Not what we read. Oh, Daniel was given to sink away in bewilderment. Oh, for God's people, when they may receive a little instruction, a little encouragement and comfort, then it shall work out that humility. And to that end, then Daniel has first ended in thanksgiving. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. In our text, then we read of the God of heaven in Daniel 9. Then Daniel was an old man, still a praying man. Oh, what a blessing. Daniel in his youth may serve and fear the Lord. In our text words, then Daniel's still a young man. And then to be profitable for many years. And then Daniel 9, Daniel, a very old man at the end of his life, still a praying man. And then it is specifically mentioned, and I set my face unto the Lord God in prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God. Then we have Lord in capital letters, Jehovah. Then we also see an increase in grace in the life of Daniel. But he was given to end in thanksgiving to praise his God for his wonderful mercies and compassion, that the secret may be revealed, that he and his three friends, even all the wise men, that they would be delivered from death. Ah, that is the secret of salvation. How that we may escape that well-deserved punishment and be restored into favor. And then it cannot be different that the Spirit shall grant that thanksgiving. Ah, the church learns it all comes from above. And then a Daniel was given to express in profound words, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. May the Lord grant that we may be given at times, boys and girls, young people, older ones, to resemble and to experience the wonderful things that Daniel has experienced. Then the Lord will be praised. The psalmist has declared, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. And thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. May it please thee to grant, with all our blessings, our needs, our desires, our trials, and our sins, that place at thy footstool, to desire mercies of thee concerning the secret. Lord, watch over us in this day. We remember all the mourning ones on this prayer day, with those large empty places. May they also be given to bow and ask for thy gracious help, and to be kept from rising up against thee. Return us in this evening our pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 275, the stanzas 1 and 2. And thou, O Lord, art God alone. Everlasting is thy throne. Through the ages men shall sing praise to heaven's eternal King. And what follows? Psalter 275, the stanzas 1 and 2. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.